Hey, look who's here, Mitch Fatale.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh my God,
I felt so bad. I was like, man, they're going to give me a butt dusting when I get in there.
I haven't had that handy, actually.
Bill was late this morning, too.
Yeah.
But he got an accident.
Yeah, that's right.
Kicking, yeah. He got a big time dusting.
Yep.
I was safe. I have to be safe now. I have a baby.
No.
A baby.
Yeah, a lot has happened since he's been in.
Wow.
Because I don't even think your wife was pregnant when you were here.
No, it's not even my wife. I got pregnant. It's just some chick. No, it's my wife.
I was like, man, this just got way better.
It happens. Nice.
You know, and he's still alive. No.
You're
I don't see any scars.
You're in town. You know, mm-hmm.
Got your teeth.
Yeah,
exactly.
Love going on the road. Everybody said, "Oh my God, when you have a baby, you're going to hate going on the road and leaving them." I'm like, I love this. This is awesome.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah,
you have an excuse to get out.
Oh, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm watching my porn again. Blast.
Knife on the road.
Right for the next baby, yes.
How does she feel about that?
She doesn't know anything anymore. She's half asleep all the time now.
Really?
Right. Because of the baby.
How old is the baby now?
I mean, the baby.
16 months.
16.
Boy, girl?
It's a boy named Max. He's beautiful, but
Max.
we're not mm-hmm. keeping him. I mean, it was fun for a while, but
it's a good price nowadays.
Because they lose their cuteness after a while.
It turns out we're not really parents. We're not the parent type.
Yeah.
We tried it. We've been there now. We know we don't love it.
And there's a great market for them right now, too, per pound. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you sell them?
Obviously,
eBay?
Singapore.
Craigslist.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Singapore.
Singapore, yeah. They pay good money in Singapore. Yeah.
I thought that's what Babies R Us is for.
Especially a boy.
And a white one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all God to be king.
Mm-hmm. American, yeah.
Pam called your baby fat yesterday.
That's a compliment in my book.
Chubby baby.
Chubby baby.
My baby's not really fat.
Yeah, I would say he's chubby.
I think he's got a little lose, but we got him on a diet.
We got him on a little baby treadmill.
Fat babies are a good thing. You want to suck. You want to suck on that
fat. Big
Pam.
That's a thing.
This is getting weird. This is getting weird.
Don't ever call my baby fat. You got hairy legs.
He could hear it on the air.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You can hear
with those things.
It's a good fat. It's a good kind of fat.
You didn't mean fat. You meant chubby.
Chubby. Like, I love a good fat baby. Nah,
I think you were looking at a picture when the baby was just born.
He's big boned. That was about 2 months ago, the picture you saw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you know which picture it was?
Because it's my screensaver.
Oh. He texted it to
my
me.
Screensaver, yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
And baby's been working out since, so.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Yeah. He's a cute baby.
Turning
off
down.
The carbs.
Yeah.
Right. Well, breast milk is, you know, high in fat, I'm guessing.
It tastes delicious. Actually, I've tasted it. Did you ever taste
no!
breast milk?
No!
Yes, I have.
Not bad,
I have
right?
access
I didn't
to
like
that.
It.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Need sugar.
I didn't like it.
Mm. Tasted like vodka. To me. But then my wife's a drinker.
You had a white Russian?
Maybe your wife is drinking.
Those also sell well on Craigslist.
How do you get pregnant, not have a drink for 9 months, and then have the baby, and this would be like, now I'm going to get hammered.
Oh, you have to.
And it's like, well, no, now I'm not going to drink for another however many months.
Right.
So I can breastfeed.
Baby's in a bottle. Mama's on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So
yeah,
you
my
both
wife
nap
went.
At the same time. All the kid naps, you pass out.
She went right back to the drinking.
Nice.
Right
see?
Back.
But she's breastfeeding. No?
She read something that said that it like only 1% of it gets through to the breast milk.
Oh.
So like, I wrote it, but.
And the kid quiets down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the kid just eats like crazy and gains weight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mom's also a smoker.
I don't think my baby's fat. I want to show you pictures afterwards.
Oh, don't
very
be mad. Yeah. Don't
because
be mad.
Just go in there and kick her ass. Go ahead.
So that was a compliment. So I don't like skinny babies. Like, a good fat
what
baby.
What baby's skinny?
There are skinny babies out there.
No, you're talking like crack babies.
I'm only kidding. But I love big fat.
Now listen. And then
chubby
my wife
baby.
Stopped
don't,
doing crack
don't,
for the
don't
breastfeeding.
Email, all right? Because
it's just a joke.
Right.
I walk through the intensive care and I've seen babies and it's horribly sad.
Yes.
You know that is not what I'm talking about whatsoever.
What, skinny babies?
I'm not talking about premature babies, whatever. Like whatsoever. I'm
right.
not.
We're not
I'm
not. Talking about
I'm
that.
Saying I love a big, fat, chubby baby.
And you're saying
to grab
Mitch's
onto.
Baby is
well,
big
now you're
and
making
fat.
Me feel bad because he's not that fat and maybe I got to fatten him up now. Because I make sure I eat before he eats. I'm the breadwinner.
You gotta
that's right.
He's got
you
got to
have the strength. That's how it was back in the
that's
day.
That's a good thing.
Because the kid's going to lay there. You got to get in work.
It's like that rule that if the oxygen things fall out on the plane, you have to take yours before the kid.
Yes.
I figure I eat and then whatever's left over.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. We did something called baby-led weaning. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So this is a thing. where you we never gave the baby food. We gave him adult food from the very beginning.
Like a steak, right off the bat.
Anything.
Hamburger.
No, seriously, it's 7 or 8 months. You can look this up. They can chew with their gums.
Really?
We gave him steak.
Like grandma.
But the steak is minced?
Nope. Their gums are so strong. I know the cops are going to show up.
I think you are effing with me right now.
Pam, have you ever heard of baby-led weaning?
Kids love ribs.
No.
Go look it up. I'm telling you. I have pictures of him eating ribs when he was 7 months. I'll show you pictures.
Nice.
This explains the weight problem.
And also...
it's a good thing.
No, it's a good
thing. He hasn't said one thing healthy. No, like baked potato
or
anything.
That's the weight problem. That's a good one. another thing we do, baby-led smoking. He smokes. We want him to find his own way in the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
New experiences.
Right.
Pass over the pizza.
Right. Just little baby cigarettes. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's the best.
Look that up. I think he's
pulling
my leg.
Look up baby-led weenie, I swear to you.
Is that supposed to be like a healthy thing?
Yeah, it's supposed to be healthy, and it also gives them better food choices, and then they grow up they don't just eat that kid's junk food.
Right.
My baby eats
that
like
jar.
Scallops and stuff.
Oh, that jar.
He's refined.
What the kid came out of the diaper originally. Yeah.
Scallops and lobster and filet.
Yeah. And kid wants chips.
Sushi, you know?
That's why I'm in Hartford when it's about to be a winter storm.
I want to be your baby.
By the way, Mitch is at Hartford Funny Bone tonight.
And through Sunday.
Through Sunday. We're linked up at Chaz and AJ in the morning. Mitch Fitchell at the studio. He's at Hartford Funny Bone all weekend.
Yes.
And we're linked up at Chaz and AJ in the morning.com. 99.1 PLR. Just had a baby. 16 months.
Missed you guys. Yeah. And had a baby.
Baby.
All that.
And the baby eats solids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to me.
Baby-led weaning. Look it up.
What's it called?
It's a thing. Baby-led weaning. And the thing is, the baby gags at first.
Oh,
they gag at first because...
Oh, my God.
This sounds bad, Mitch.
Yeah. That's why I don't think I should be a dad.
So someone just emailed me. Kurt Andrews says, it's a thing. Yeah. All six of our kids ate solid food from the day they were born.
Nice.
And it teaches them. Yeah.
Oh.
The day.
No. Well, when they can finally start to chew. I mean, you don't... You never give them purees. You give them, immediately you start giving them whatever you eat, you give them a little off your plate.
So peanut butter?
Okay.
But it has to be cut up, no?
No. They have a natural ability to gnaw on stuff. And my wife was like...
I just want to say this. Don't believe anything.
Believe it.
No, I don't want to be responsible if your baby chokes.
Right.
Don't do it.
Your baby won't choke. And if it chokes, it's probably not a good one. It's kind of shit in the herd.
Right.
No, what happens is this, and I've watched a lot of videos on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you put in baby-led weaning and then you put in gagging, babies have a natural gag reflex that's very far up in their mouth, and they start gagging, and gagging is not choking. It teaches them how far up to keep the food to start to chew on it. I'm telling you, and I was really scared at first, but my wife had me watch all these videos, and I watched them, and then I was like, and then I learned, and then I got behind it, and now we've never been those parents that have to have the stupid spoon, like, here comes the airplane, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, I never had to do that, and the baby just...
And the jar food is,
it's stupid.
Food if it's in a jar for like 3 years on a shelf?
Dude, for the last 10,000 years, how did kids eat? They didn't have Gerber's food. That's what you start to learn.
Right,
you know?
Cave kids, for example,
Man.
Baby-led weaning.
Oh, wow. What did you find on the internet?
Well, there's a blog, babyledweaning.com.
Of course.
And the tagline is, the mush stops here.
Yeah.
That should be a t-shirt.
So, it says around 6 months. Once they learn to actually put the food in their mouth with their hand, you should be giving them solid food.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. Wow.
A funny thing about feeding a baby baby food is it comes out exactly the way it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Going in.
Yeah, going in.
Yep. So you open the diaper, you're like, oh, my God, I could almost put this back in a jar.
I remember that. Some folks do.
Okay, and also, the babies don't want that food. That they're always trying to eat your food. That's why it's so hard to give them that mush stuff.
Like having lunch with Pam.
They have
that's why you have to do the airplane thing.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, give me your food.
Real stuff.
We had a shirt for my son that said, no effing airplanes going in my mouth. Right? That was kind of cute. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I had like a little teddy bear on. It was really cute.
Holy crap.
You going to have another baby?
I'd be nervous. No, I'm good. No, we talked about it. When Jennifer and I met, she doesn't have any kids. I have one son, 25. And
is he baby-led weaning baby?
Yeah, I still, I feed him by spoon.
To this day.
Right. To this day.
Right, yeah. Here comes your plan.
No, we talked about it, and we thought, we kind of like our lives right now.
Don't do it. And I love my son. I love my son more than air. But what I will say is make sure you've had a lot of sex in your life before you have your baby. I don't know these couples who just meet and then they have a baby, because you must hate that person after that. Because me and my wife had so much good sex that now I, and what I've learned is this, it doesn't change who you are sexually. It changes the way you look at your partner sexually.
Yep.
Wow. That's wow.
You're effing.
Yeah.
Your son's mother.
Me and Jess, we'd
is that turn on?
We'd have
no,
no, it's not. We'd
it's
have
not.
The dirtiest sex. I used to be like, "Oh, you're just a little crack whore," and she'd be like, "Oh, and you're the pervert having sex with that crack whore." And now I'm like, "Oh, you're just a crack whore."
Wow, but sounds risky.
So responsible as a mom, and you probably read Dr. Seuss to your son, and then I just lose it, and we watch the baby sleeping on the monitor for 4 hours.
Can't be like, "Here comes the choo-choo."
Yeah, it just changes.
Yeah,
it.
No, it definitely did, and it takes a while. It wears off, though.
I hope so, because
it does.
I just see them. I can't yell at her anymore. And I don't mean yell at her like mean, but yell at her like, "Oh, you know you want it."
Wow.
I'm like, "You know you want to go baby-led weaning, don't you?"
There's a turn on.
And they have had before the baby, kind of a swingers lifestyle, right?
Yeah. We used to, we would do stuff at parties if she got drunk enough.
Well.
She'd like to see me with other girls if she... Vodka was a really big part of our lives. Wife is you add alcohol, instant porn star.
Really?
She's just one of those girls. You know,
she's super hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's beautiful, and she's wonderful, and she's such a great mom, which I didn't expect. And
when you meet someone like that, you think at some point I'm going to figure out what the defect is.
Right.
You haven't found one yet.
The defect is that she agreed to marry me. Do you know that my wife? I found out that my wife had an ex-boyfriend that when me and my wife started dating, she had an ex-boyfriend who inherited like $1 billion.
Really?
And he called her and asked her to get married, and she turned him down.
Wow.
Because she was dating me, and she said she liked me. And when I heard that, I was like, that's the proof I need that this woman makes horrible choices.
Right.
And will probably marry me if I ask her.
Yeah, really? She could have just saw you on the side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or she could have said, "Mitch, we're going to make a deal here. I'm going to go marry this guy, get some money,
get
and
some
I'll be
cash.
Back in a few years.
I'll make it worth your while." Yeah.
She's a good lady.
After he suddenly dies. Yeah.
But I knew. I was like, well, that's the girl you want to marry and be the mother of your child, because she's... Good.
Yeah,
good,
you found a good one.
Good dumb woman.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I love my lifestyle now. And I won't even have a dog, because you got to keep going back home and let him out.
That's why you need a cat. You have one.
Exactly.
Right. Just give a whole bunch of food and water and leave for a year and a half.
Does that change your stand-up now?
Yeah. My stand-up's better. That's what I was worried about as a stand-up. I was like, where is my act going to go? Once everything started changing, and then I was proud of myself because I was like, oh, it's funnier. Like, I actually started getting standing ovations, which I never got before.
Really?
And I have a new special coming out. Yeah, my new 1 hour special is going to come out in the summer. And it's because it's funnier. I'm funnier than ever. I think it's a different audience, though. Now it's married people, you know, that get it and stuff.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm 51.
And when he comes out, he goes, "Who's a good boy? Who's a good girl?
Yeah, come on.
Who's a good boy?" And then smiles.
And then I feed the audience with a spoon.
Don't actually take the food.
Well, that's good, man. You're relating to all the 20, 30-somethings that are having kids now.
Yeah, I like having it late. I don't know how... That's why so many dads cheat on their families and stuff, because I think that if you just do it too fast...
They weren't ready.
Then you're like, everything else looks so amazing on the outside. But I've had so much fun.
Yeah,
now,
you know it's not better on the other side now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that... itching that you get isn't better on the other side.
The itching you mean is,
there's a cream for that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.